listening? It is I, Numator 479. According to our studies of your puny mammalian race, we discovered you like very good coffee. And while it is our evolutionary purpose to cause you psychic torment, we want you awake and vivacious to give it. So try our new blend from Spring Hill Jack Coffee, Reptilian in the Morning. Our proprietary blend of lightly roasted cacao husks will have you immediately energized upon emerging from the pain cloaca with all your slippery new eggs. Thanks, honey. Hot, I'm cold-blooded. Thanks to Spring Hill Jack and Last Podcast on the Left, I'm ready to get out there and eat some babies. Get out of the way, Hillary Clinton.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the Last Podcast
on the Left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories, yeah.
Do 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 do. Meow 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 meow. Getting ready for the show. Haven't spoken in a while.
Not too long. Meow 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 meow.
Okay. It's cold season apparently. It's cold season. It's in the air. Every single one of my favorite streamers has a new documentary about another cult. HBO Max.
My God.
Is it even, it's not even HBO Max anymore.
It's just Max.
I fucking hate that.
I hate that.
Why don't they call it like Larry? Right? It doesn't even make sense. Or whatever. So Love Is One.
Yeah.
We covered them on a relaxed fit. I actually found the old document that you wrote on Love Is One.
Oh, did you? I wasn't able to find it.
I looked through it. Honestly, it did obviously, the new documentary expanded quite a bit.
Of course.
Number one, the biggest surprise out of the entire fucking the documentary series, it kind of blew my mind. Robin Williams did this. Robin Williams.
Welcome to Side Stories, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Marcus Parks here with Henry Zebrowski.
He
and Robin Williams
back.
Has a lot to fucking answer for. That's all I'm saying.
I can't fucking believe Robin Williams decided to take, I guess, a break from crying in heaven next to Eric Clapton's Childs, get him a tissue, and then all of a sudden he comes down to earth to talk to fucking Amy.
Talks to Amy and tells her how disappointed he is with everyone, tells everyone dietary restrictions.
He's
handing out meal plans.
What is going on, Robin Williams? I think you need to cover your own shit right now. We're all looking for you. They killed the mid-budget comedy. All right? We need you back. No, just for you, those of you that don't know, and if you don't know, I ain't know how to tell you what, but you go look up the new documentary, I forget what it's called.
It's just called Love Is One.
Yeah, Love Has
One. Fucking, I haven't watched the third episode yet, just came out last night, but so the first two episodes were fantastic.
I'll tell you what happens. She makes it. Amy's doing great.
She's doing great. Her liver turns around. Do they take
absolutely.
Her? Do they finally take her to a 3D hospital?
Absolutely not. No matter how much she begs. Amy Carlson is the cult leader that ran Love Is One. I love the Wikipedia version of this at the very top. It's an American new religious movement. And Amy Carlson within the Love Has One cult was referred to as Mother God. And they just fucking party with her.
I mean, for me, when I was watching the second episode, there was a point where they're hanging out in front of a fireplace and you just see a bunch of people sitting on the floor.
Smoking dupes.
They're smoking dupes. One of them's like takes a huge bong hit.
Yeah,
and I realized that this was if a party house became a cult.
Absolutely. But guess what, man? This is where you're ignorant. Ignorant. Those were her tools. Those
of
are her
course.
Spiritual tools. They're also my spiritual tools. And Natalie finds it really funny. Every single time I go to smoke a bowl, I'm like, time for me to go tune up. Gotta go get my spiritual tools going so we can watch Great British Baking Show.
Well, they've got all the archetypes. I mean, you've got the woman who's older than everyone else, who's funding and conducting everything.
She's loving her life.
You've got the woman who has abandoned her kids for a life of partying, but is still very conflicted about it, but yet still abandoned her kids.
She reminds me a lot of Shelley Duvall.
Yeah, you think
she's so? Very wide-eyed. She's gone. She's gone. But the one thing I love is this new documentary did that was just was the using the actual current cult members and talking with them and getting it straight from the tap. Because these guys are also, I want to know who their dealer is. Because they smoke full fat bats to the head on their own. Yeah. They literally just like big, thick old cones. And they're just hanging out there being like, yeah, you know, mom had a lot of crazy ideas. Yeah, bro. I bet she fucking did, dude.
But they're also talking to these people 3 weeks after Amy Carlson died.
Yeah,
because,
dude.
I mean, not spoiling anything, but, you know, Amy Carlson.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin the ending for you.
I mean, they show her dead body at the beginning, but she died from presumably liver failure.
Oh, they saying straight up it is full across the board organ failure.
Yeah.
We watch her in the Love is One documentary, which I think is one of the most harrowing parts of it.
Yeah. Oh, easily.
You watch someone with no help whatsoever, no medication, no therapy, nothing, just slowly succumb to liver failure.
Yeah.
You're watching each one of her organs die. You watch her feet turn to like porcelain.
Yeah. You watch her body break out in boils.
And then she gets silver, baby. She starts dumping that colloidal silver. And originally when we wrote our little read up on it, we thought it was all kind of centered on COVID.
Yeah.
But they just thought it was going to fix everything.
Yeah, that's because that's what people were saying at the time, because there were a lot of people at that point in history trying to use colloidal silver to cure COVID or to protect themselves against COVID. But these people had been doing colloidal silver for years before that, and had been selling their own bottled, like with their shit printed off, like
in stickers, I mean, that was the key.
Papyrus font on it.
Documentary also showed merch was huge.
Gigantic.
Big on the merch. And just like, I did not know they sold colloidal silver by the half gallon.
Yeah.
But they just keep showing up. And so one thing that Love is One documentary also, another thing it revealed that I thought was fascinating was the fact that Amy Carlson was like, maybe I should go to a hospital or maybe I should call my parents or my family. And they're like, no way, Mother God, you would never allow yourself to go to a hospital and call your family.
A 3D
like,
hospital. They always call it a 3D
hospital.
3D
hospital, yeah. Which also one of my favorite quotes in it too. One was the, you know what, right now in the 3D world, mom's body's not looking too good, which I do like that. And the other one was, there are no assholes or bitches in heaven, dear one. I wrote that down. There are no assholes or bitches in heaven. But she is just, she's dying.
Yeah.
And was aware of it.
And her body's wasting away. She's rail thin because she's not eating.
She's not eating. And they called it spinning out because she would be on the fucking, on her deathbed. Like, I'm not God. I'm Amy Carlson. I need to go to a fucking, I don't care if it's a 6G hospital, but I need to go to one that's here. I need to go to one right now. Put your phones on airport mode and take me to a fucking hospital. And they were all like, you would never allow yourself to do that.
Yeah. You'd never, like, that's the funny thing. I've never seen a cult leader get trapped inside of its own cult.
I also think it's a phenomenon we see, which we talked about with Charles Manson. It's a phenomenon they actually got to capture.
Yeah.
That, which is, again, makes it very interesting, fascinating, is the fact that you get to see the cult turn on itself, but positively, which is kind of scarier. That it's a positive turn. Like, they didn't go, it's like, yeah, it's dark, but it's got a lot more Steely Dan in it than I thought it was going to.
And they're all smiling the entire time. They're all so happy. Dude. Unless, of course, mom is hungover. Mother God is hungover. And then, you know, watch out. And that's another thing that surprised me. They didn't get into the cursing as much as I thought they would. Because I always thought that was like a central part of their belief system.
We accentuated that when we did a parody of them in Soul Plumber, our comic book.
That is true. I'm now starting to conflate
reality with fantasy.
I'm starting to conflate the character we created for Soul Plumber based on Amy Carlson.
Believe me, that's
with the actual Amy Carlson.
That's why it's so hard to connect to myself emotionally, because I'm just so many characters. I'm so many different characters. I don't know what I'll be. Meow, meow, meow. You never know. God, it's exhausting. So we'll cover it. I just wanted to quickly talk about this because at the very top, we said, again, she blamed Robin Williams. Well, she said she blamed Robin Williams. So part of what Mother God would do is that she would go and take her etheric meetings, which were long naps.
Yeah.
And in those meetings where she was, I mean, you'd swear she was fucking asleep.
Or passed out after she drank a bottle of vodka.
But that's where you'd be dead ass wrong, friend.
True.
You'd be outside, man. Dude. You don't get it, dude.
True.
Robin Williams came to her as, I guess, a spiritual being and said...
One of many spiritual beings
that gave her outlines of what to do and how the group was supposed to behave and what was coming up for them. But it wasn't just him. There was an entire, what they called the Galactic A Team, which was a group of, everybody's favorites.
Yeah.
That would show up and talk to Amy alone. This fucking concert. If you show, here, listen, this is just a smattering of who was at the Love is One Galactic A Team crew. John Denver, Leonard Nimoy, this is real. Patrick Swayze, Donald Trump, Chris Farley, George Michael. He's loving it, man. I believe there's one guy here.
Steve Irwin,
and honestly, and bat and cleanup. We never thought, but thank God he was there. It's John Ritter. John Ritter shows the living fuck up. I don't know if every time he just trips over something and everyone's just been like, John, you did it again in heaven.
Bill Hicks, Carrie Fisher. I take issue with her claiming David Bowie. David Bowie would never come anywhere near these fucking people.
We already, because when we talked about this a long time, when we first brought it up, we just thought that this mostly was situated around a fascination with Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
But now it's everybody. You got Gene Wilder. Wow.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Kenny Rogers.
Patsy Cline.
Wow. Jim, don't take Patsy.
Jim Croce.
God, leave him alone.
Leroy Brown. All right. Regis Philbin.
It's unbelievable.
And finally, real deep cut here, Tim Conway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, what's a Tim Conway?
What?
About 185 pounds.
He's still out there. I remember I had a camera op once said, one of my favorite compliments is that he compared me to Tim Conway. Yep. Shake your head in disbelief, all of you. But it's real.
So camera up, took you aside.
It's like, honestly, he's like, there's only one man that's made me laugh more. It's Tim Conway. And I was like, yeah. Yeah. And he's on my Galactic A team, and he tells me, maybe you need to cut some weight. All right, because you're looking bad. Think about this, Marcus. So if you're going to put together your Galactic A team.
Sure.
Who's there? Obviously, for me, if I'm going to reach out, if I'm recruiting my crew, right? LRH, obviously.
Obviously.
Ernest Borgnine, character actor. I think that he can maybe help me. He can see me through some stuff.
Sure. You got a third?
Yeah. you go Bill Clinton. I think I get him in there.
Well, they got to be dead. Unless
they don't have to be dead. Well, apparently not.
The only living person.
Steve Irwin is there. Yeah, he's dead.
The only living person they included was Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Just because they really like him. And they're all QAnon people.
Very much so.
Yeah. Well, the QAnon light. They just kind of see QAnon as like a secondary thing.
Tom Petty.
Yeah.
It's also Intergalactic A-Team. What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's like James Caan. So who would you put in your team, dog?
I put Joey Ramone.
Sure.
Joey Ramone go on my team.
But he's not a big talker.
He's not. But he's got a little heart.
Sure.
Yeah. And he's also fun to talk to.
Yeah.
And he's fun to look at.
He is.
You know, and you need a front man. He's there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a front man. He can come right in. Yeah.
Yeah. He's gonna who else would I put up on my team? Richard Speck.
Wow.
Wild card.
Wow, yeah. Because you never know. You never know when you need a guy with huge tits who is, he's got some impulse control problems, but you never know. Yeah. Sometimes you need some help.
Galileo.
Oh, wow.
Put him in the list.
Oh,
yeah.
Mr. I must have Galileo.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Science
Man. Magellan. So he can drive. He can drive us around. I say, Magellan, I'm not using Google Maps anymore. You get us.
I only know the tips of Africa. That's where we're going. And I'm claiming Regis Philbin.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
I'm taking Regis Philbin back from her. I want Regis Philbin.
You take Regis Philbin. I'm going to take James Monroe and James K. Polk.
Hey, that's two former short-lived presidents.
Now, James K. Polk, he ran for one term and did not seek a second. For he had already accomplished all he wanted to accomplish.
One is enough.
In the first.
One is enough.
One is enough.
I think that each president should only serve for 8 weeks. and just blow through them. All right. Well, that's good. I'm glad that we got to the base. I'm calling upon my Galactic A-Team now. LRH, what's up? What should I do? Oh, make more money? You're crazy, fucking Laffy. You're crazy, man. But we'll find out what happens to the rest of this group. They have seemed to have splintered at the end of the Love is One documentary. Again, not to spoil it, you should watch it because it's fascinating.
It's really good.
They do. Some of them do end up talking with their families again.
Of course.
But they're still kind of holding on.
I think one of them is actually from Lubbock, because the girl who came in that had the disease that she could never figure out, and then she eventually came out, the girl with the glasses, I noticed in one frame she was wearing a Texas Tech t-shirt, like a Wreck'em Tech shirt, which those aren't sold outside of Lubbock.
No, all right, so, well, I'm glad you got another one. Just another star on the report card of Lubbock, Texas.
Oh, do we have many?
I do feel bad for the people that are inside of Love is One. They're obviously, they're dealing with it. It's a little bit more nebulous than what Twin Flames, right? Because Twin Flames at least had like an offering, like where you're going to get XYZ from this. I think Love is One really sort of worked out. I'm being like, I'll let this lady tell me to do whatever she wants me to do. I'll just do it. And then being like, Amy, take the wheel.
It's just a party house. I mean, they had all the archetypes. Like I said, you've got
The third father is very scary.
Well, he comes in here in a bit, but you've got like the older woman who sort of is very lonely and just brings people into her house and they party all around her. Mm-hmm. You've got the woman who left her kids, talks all the time about how much she misses her kids, and yet she still stays there partying all the time. And you've got the dangerous man, the scary dude, father number three, the dude that could pop off at any fucking second, and you're laughing with him 1 second, and then the next, he's up in your face, and he's holding a knife, he's asking you, what the fuck did you just say?
And then, he tells you, is it cool if I cut my ponytail off? And you say yes, he's going to fucking stab you, because that's never fucking cool.
That's never
ever.
Cool.
It's never cool.
And he's never wearing a shirt. But then after he doesn't necessarily threaten you with the knife, he's just in your face with the knife in hand.
He does that thing.
I'm just fucking with you, man.
You should have seen the look on your face, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you should have fucking seen it.
Yeah, yeah. And you're like, Father God, you're being, oh, man. And you're getting funnier every day.
And then you have to wait an extra 45 minutes before you leave, because you can't make it look like you're leaving because of him.
Yes.
Because if you leave because of him, then he's going to follow you out the door.
He does.
He's going to keep going and going and going. He's going to make you stay.
He did. So multiple times. All this is in the documentary.
Yeah.
You got to be careful. Keep your head in a swivel.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You know, the thin woman. Always look out for party houses. It never ends up well.
Once you hit 29.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, party houses are a 20s thing.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you're having a party house, it's more like you're entertaining. Yeah. After that, you're entertaining.
But the house where the party never stops, there should be nobody in that house over the age, even anyone over the age of 32, that's getting a little dicey.
Well, because again, then it goes from party house to entertaining to cabal. Once you get past 45, 50, it's become a cabal. You're changing where people vote. And you got to be really careful.
Mm-hmm.
You know who that thin woman who misses her kids look like? Julie Haggerty, the absolutely beautiful actress from the Airplane films.
Oh, my God. She does look exactly like Julie Haggerty.
That's what she looks like. She looks like Julie Haggerty.
Wow.
And God bless her. And I hope she's out there. And I hope it wasn't her.
Yeah. I hope it wasn't her.
Oh, she's married insurance executive Richard Kagan in 1999.
Richard Kagan? Insurance agent?
Let's move on. So watch a documentary. Max has given us nothing. So we gave him free promo, but it's a great documentary. They did a good job.
Yeah.
Live from your grave.
And let's get into some more dumb shit news. Now, there's, party houses are one thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll get to femscat.com, all right? You need to close femscat.com. We'll get to this. I mean this, but we can't. We've been buried in shit for 2 weeks. I got several emails being like, you guys have been talking about poop for 2 weeks, so we can't. We're holding. Okay?
I know. It's just somebody, we got a very nice email from like apparently the most famous scat seller.
A popular
scat seller.
But
very
not like
known.
not that kind of scat. No, I would love some
scats free, brother.
Yeah, man, you can't pay for scat, but jazz.
Yeah, but no, that tab was open, and I was going to leave it later for some of the funny names, because there's quite a few interesting.
It does derail the conversation.
It does derail the conversation, yes. But I mean, because we can't talk.
Skibbly, 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 skibbly,
Can't talk about Ruby farts all day.
Not all day, you know, but in our in therapy, we can. Now, this next story is about, yes, we just read Party House's To Filth.
Yes.
Right? But, you know, sometimes, every once in a while, like, you know, Rob, you guys know. We like to party in here, right?
Yeah.
At work.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to turn work into party too, dog.
Oh, yeah. We fucking party here. Fucking man,
we were shit up here,
we
dog.
We were fucking Thanksgiving at your place, man. You cooked a turkey and a lamb.
Yeah. Fucking, I mean, we blow shit up every fucking day, dude. But not like how they do at the Taco Bell. Because this story is, we only get a little snippet of it, but there's a lot of layers to unpack. So I got several people who sent this article to me.
And this is a local Taco Bell here. This is San Pedro Taco Bell.
This is our fucking, it's my fucking town, mm-hmm. right? Here we go. Raunchy, alcohol-fueled Taco Bell party included open sex, a lawsuit claims. Now, I find this interesting because I don't know. Do you get horny thoughts at a Taco Bell?
Not necessarily. No, every time
imagine
that I've...
working, have you worked at fast food?
Yeah, I work Papa John's.
Can you imagine being in the dead center of Papa John's and just like looking at your manager with that hairnet on, just being like, God damn, Barbara. I just wish I could push you over that salad bar. I want to see them long, wide panties.
My manager at Papa John's was a man, and the phrase I'd used to describe him was on the brink.
There was no
sexiness involved at the Lubbock, Texas, at the the South Side Papa John's.
You know, this comes from a person, Alana Betchum filed a lawsuit. So she alleges that her supervisor had invited her to a December 18th, 2022 party at the San Pedro Taco Bell at which she worked. So the Christmas party for the office was at the Taco Bell,
yep.
Which my first disagreement. Like, we are trying to get away from work. Why are we doing this?
No, but right? But that's the thing, man. You spend all this money on the venue. You're not going to be able to spend all the money on the booze that's needed for the orgy.
Yeah, it's called what you do is you fuck all these people over and you don't pay them bonuses. And you'd be like, thank us as bosses. You go, thank you. You got to awkwardly watch me have a thing of punch. You don't want that money, right? And then everyone's upset, yeah. Right? Because it's no one wants to go. To a work Christmas party.
No one.
No one wants to go.
It's November 28th as we're recording
it's
this.
It's beginning.
You're planning it right now. No one wants to go to the dumb shit Christmas party you're planning for your employees.
Tell them to go home.
They look at as mandatory. Take the money that you're going
to
spend on all your fucking stupid bullshit and just give it to them.
And then have them leave. Have them go away. They want to go away. They don't want to see you anymore.
They want to go away. None of them like it. Ever. It's a bad idea. It's a bad idea.
Unless... it's this Taco Bell fucking full-on sex party, right? With everybody loves it. So she was encouraged to bring food to this Christmas
this
party.
This is the plaintiff in the lawsuit.
Yes. For a potluck-style buffet, which I also find interesting. And her contribution was a bowl of guacamole.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's Taco Bell.
It's Taco Bell. Why, it's, that was
I,
my
I
first
do
thought.
Understand. I think it's because you're not the guacamole there sucks.
Yeah, guacamole's off.
And so you're bringing some good stuff, right? So she came, and when she arrived, the plaintiff discovered that the windows of the restaurant were covered with wrapping paper.
Which is festive at first.
Very festive. Also covered the cameras in the lobby inside the restaurant. Seemed to be made a big deal about it. And then obviously people had some drinks. She claimed that some people within the company were overserved. Sort of makes sense. Sure, it does happen. From midnight, Belkiam had stepped outside for a short time. Sounds like she went to go smoke a cigarette,
probably.
Right? Possibly. She walked back into the restaurant and saw a, quote, co-worker having sex with his wife in front of everyone at the party. The co-worker's wife, Belkiam claims, was also kissing her female manager and another female co-worker at the same time. Moi. Caliente. And I think that is just like, wow. So Belchum was shocked, disgusted, and outraged. It's not cool, right? Because she ran out of the restaurant.
Of course.
Well, you just got to smoke a cigarette. You'd be like, God, when is this fucking thing over? And you come back and you're like, oh no, this whole thing's just beginning. Because they're all just going like, who's Santa? Who's the fucking reindeer? And they're all fucking each other and sucking.
I wonder if it's like those dancing bear videos where it's just two people fucking and then everyone around them just going, whoa!
I think it is.
Every once in a while.
I think it's a little like, whoa! Yeah. Inappropriate.
Whoa.
But maybe some people, you know, I imagine there's not everybody's necessarily into it unless everybody else got the text that we're here to suck and fuck each other and not you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but like, I think we'll find out why. It turns out she was a bit unpopular. right? And so that they came back. She came back inside. So she left in panic.
Yeah.
She runs out. She had forgotten her guacamole bowl. This is real. She forgot her guacamole bowl, so she needed to return to get her guacamole bowl.
And I get it. I get it. Because when we brought our nice bowl over to your place with the sweet yams that we made,
yes,
we had a whole plan to make sure we didn't leave the sweet yam bowl over at your place.
Good.
Because we didn't want to leave that bowl.
Because people don't want to track around their heirloom. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
Right? They came in there, and the manager and the other people having sex were then currently vomiting. One was throwing up in the trash in the main area, and the other one had vomited into her guacamole bowl. And so, which is just my favorite little detail.
It's the best detail.
It's the best because it's just like this poor woman.
And she was vomiting into the very guacamole bowl I had returned to collect.
This woman did not sign up for an orgy, didn't want to experience
Absolutely
this.
Not.
I totally
no.
understand, but it's just the idea of being like, gotta get that guacamole bowl. And then turning, running back, and then you just see your boss who was just getting fucking tripoded. Right? Like, you got all of these people like eating each other's pussies, and then they're all going, I think some of them were overserved. Just like, because you know that they're all full of guacamole. And it's just,
yeah, because obviously the bowl was empty enough of guacamole to be able to vomit into it.
I guess so.
Unless the guacamole hadn't been eaten that much and the vomit's just, you know,
everywhere,
out,
right? And then what's guac, what's vomit?
Yeah.
And so she did report to HR. Everybody got fired, right? Everybody got fired. But then she continued to get harassed by everybody else. So she found her car windows broken into. She found all this type of shit, which I understand you went. It's just, maybe I'll just say this to everybody. I think most people know this. If you're having an orgy and there are other people invited, if you got fucking side pieces invited, if people like, you know, extras and shit, they better know.
Everyone invited to the party should know that it's an orgy party.
It's an orgy party.
You have to be upfront about that.
Yes, but you know where you don't do an orgy? At the Taco Bell. In which you all work. If they all worked at Wendy's, it'd be fine. Right? If they had all, and they have rented out a Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Just to go fucking. You'd be like, well, they paid their fucking money as long as they clean it up. Yeah. I don't know how that works. I don't know who needs that quesadilla, like, kind of perfume amongst the various butts. Everybody's drunk. You know that kind of like acidic, like alcohol breath that someone gets when they're like, especially like an older man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like,
I don't know. I mean, I would think. The best place to have an orgy, the best one, because I think it's because it has the classiest decor, Pizza Hut.
Italian. That's what's kind of nice. Yes, I kneel. And you can get some of that.
And the Italians make some of the best pornography out there. The Italians and the French.
You are very, you love your Euro porn.
I do.
You love your Euro porn.
I do.
Because I like it keeping it goddamn American. I like it American. I like understanding what they're saying. Oh, oui, I know that's fucking French for yes, I hate it.
They all make the same Mon noises.
Get out of here with your fucking... Yeah, they all make the... Ew. Yep, that's French sex noises.
Yeah, they all make the same noises. But sometimes if you watch the older ones, the Italian ones, for some reason, they dub English over
it. Yes, Mary. Yes, Mary, now you're really sucking it.
Ha, ha,
ha, ha. Now you'll have it again, Mary.
That is good.
Yeah, flip over. Show me your rump.
There's a lot of nuns.
let me see that back area. Now, okay. So we're talking about a guy who showed his back area. This is a good... I love this story. Disneyland... rarely comes up,
yeah,
in the news because they really clamp this now.
They do.
They don't like people talking about what goes on inside the parks. I've had separate confirmation. People talk about. I've had various emails from people. They don't want their emails read on the show that have worked within various companies affiliated with this giant corporation that have said, you know, like it is true. They don't want you to die on property.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want you to get sick on property. They clamp it down. And they pay everybody.
It's cover-up city.
Yes. But it was hard to cover this up because the man himself refused to be covered up. And it went straight to the internet, which I think was the issue. It went straight to TikTok.
Yep. It went straight to TikTok. I think it might have been live.
Yeah. Streaker at Disneyland lays bare Why Theme Parks Have Rules. That's according to USA Today. Really good headline. But this guy took off his, showed his dick and balls on the fucking It's a Small World After All.
Right. And I'll, you know what? I'm going to say it. I love It's a Small World.
See, I hate that.
Right. I absolutely adore It's a Small World.
I hate that it's a long line. I hate that. I hate their little faces.
Oh, come on. It's got some great lyrics. It's a world of fear.
After a world of fear. I hate it.
It's a world of fear. But
I love
the world of fear.
It's the Disney style. So somewhere about, because obviously he wanted to visit the Taj Mahal. So as they were going through this area, I guess he had started to, there was several pictures of him. His clothes were kind of left to the side of the ride. And then all of a sudden this video begins. It was Instagram, I Heart Disneyland, which is hilarious. But so he started taking his clothes off. And then what I love is the Disney level of people being like, sir, you're going to need to get down from there, sir. We watch some of this video. Oh, yeah, there he is. All right. Well, he's currently is before you remove the boxers, because there's some censored videos of him. There's several. Right. So now he's getting on top of the Taj Mahal things. He is touching the heads of the little Indian women. He seems to be rubbing his butt.
Oh, I love that part of the ride.
So does he.
Oh, my God.
Get off that. He's got a huge dick.
You know who he looks like? He looks like David Koresh.
Yes, he does. That's a kind of a modern affectation, though, these days. See, he's just sitting in the pool. I understand. I did that once. I turned a fountain into a pool. You know what I mean? That's chaos magic. You know, he's. You said this before. He's being sort of vaguely respectful. He's kind of tiptoeing around things. Again, pack and dong.
Oh, my God.
He might have fucked. Woman's there for her wedding, as you can see right here. Oh, he's going.
Oh, God. He's going to break all the stuff. I don't think so.
You were going to get you down, sir. Sir, we're going to get you down. Keep going? Should I keep going? I'm trying to go to Asia. All right, yeah, we can cut this for now. It's before. Oh, now he's doing wow, and he's kind of a primate stance. He's doing a little bit of cat-cow.
Well, he's trying to figure out where to go next, how to get to the next place safely. God.
You know, he paid a lot of money for this. That's a part of me that I don't understand, is that he paid a lot of money to show his dick and balls at the ride.
Well, I think he was on a fair amount of drugs. And I think...
Marcus. How fucking dare you?
At one point...
You think...
I mean...
That man climbing the fake Taj Mahal semi-erect...
Yeah.
...is on some kind of drugs?
I mean, I know that I went on It's a Small World, like, within the last couple of months, and... I was stone cold sober, and I wanted to get out and play amongst the world.
It's bipolar too. That's called an impulse.
That is an impulse.
You throw hours of mind work and medication at.
Years of therapy and medication, really getting it under control. And that's the thing, is that, yes, do I still have those thoughts? Every day.
Every day.
Absolutely. Yet, I choose not to.
Yes.
I choose not to because I've done the work. I put in the work. I felt
Dog
it is my
res- does it again.
It is my responsibility to not get out at the It's a Small World You're ride cool. and undress and then walk amongst the children singing in different languages.
It Even is though all I of our responsibility.
To, and I wanted
we
to
all
be,
do.
Because I was there and I wanted to be in the music. I wanted to be in the world.
Yeah, I totally
I wanted
understand.
To know what it was like to be in It's a Small World.
It's
oh, my
so
God.
Think about that.
Ireland's right there. I love Ireland. I could just get out right now and just be in Ireland.
Because guess what? We're locked in. A huge world. All right, it's huge, it's complicated, but in that little small world, all you need is your rice paper hat, and you're, I don't know what you are.
Yeah. It's a small world after all.
So, but not for him, because again, the pictures of him with no underpants on shows he had a huge fucking cock.
Yeah.
What's with streakers and huge dicks?
Well, they have the confidence.
Do you really think it's just that?
Yeah, I mean, if you have a smallish one, I mean, I wouldn't have the, like, with my flaccid member. I wouldn't have the confidence to go streaking.
I think it's more the audience reaction of people's going like, if you take off your clothes, you're whopping, flapping around your dick dog. Cause it's like flapping around. It's not flapping around. Cause mine doesn't flap around.
I mean, mine flaps around a bit.
Mine does. I would say it's more like a little packet, like flapping back and forth.
Like a sugar packet.
Yeah. But when I'm soft, You don't want to see me when I'm hard. You don't want to see me then.
No, I don't. There's no scenario in which I'd want to see you.
You bet your bottom dollar, friend. You don't want to see me when I'm hard, buddy.
I'll bet every dollar I have. I'll bet every dollar I've ever made my entire life that if I saw you naked, that I wouldn't enjoy it.
Well,
I'd bet on not enjoying it.
We'll find out.
I bet on I wish I hadn't seen that.
It's almost Christmas. So we'll find out. But you're just lucky to meet this guy who's on a mission. So this guy was on a mission. We look up the pictures of his dong. I don't think they've released his name yet, have they? Let's just let him just, he needs, obviously this man who went streaking needs a...
He needs a day.
He needs a day.
Yeah, but he needs a
day. You know how in vacations a lot of times you should schedule a day to recoup from the vacation?
Mm-hmm.
He needs that day more than anybody I've ever met besides Joe Biden. Right? He needs the day off. All right.
So do you have pictures of his actual dong? I haven't been able to find them.
There was when he was walking around, there was one video that showed it. And but you see it in the boxers.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking lengthy, but.
Yeah. I mean, if it's, is it lengthy? Is it thick? Yeah,
look at how sad you have to type in uncensored like yes. A pervert. Uncensored.
Small world streaker. Uncensored.
Uncensored, please. Oh, God. All right.
Live from your grave.
Well, this guy is another. So he was on a mission of a horse of a different feather. Now, I'm on a mission I have to complete. This man accused of trying to break into residential homes, masturbating on porches, and he tells judge he must continue. Now, I want my neighborhood to know I live there, too. Just so that they know.
Yeah. I like to go. I say hi to my neighbors. I go knock on doors. Hey, how you doing? I'm Marcus. I just moved in.
Yeah, I like attention. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I want to shake your hand.
I want to shake your hand.
I want to shake your hand.
I
want to
shake your hand.
But this guy.
Knowing who they are more than I like them knowing who I am.
I agree. I utterly agree. Now, this is a 60-year-old Michigan man. He had a history of sex-related crimes. This comes from Law and Crime. I love this. I love this channel on YouTube. Scott Allen Schultz, who did himself no favors, according to Law and Crime, when he interrupted a judge during his first court appearance this week, was taken into custody on Thursday. Now, what this guy seemed to be doing was that he was trying to break into homes. And lazily, I might add, because he would go up to the doors and he'd jiggle the handles and try it again. And he did it over several homes. And then when they did, they found him, though, is that then he would see the ring light would turn on.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Not ad. We're not advertising. We have not gotten this ad yet from Ring Light.
No.
But apparently what it does, it creates this great showcase for you to just jerk off at your neighbors. And then they have to see it. Right.
Yeah.
And they can't hide in their home from you.
No.
Now they have a direct camera pipeline to their phone. It's been like, oh, who's at the entryway? Like they're literally, and it's the middle of the day.
You don't even have to be at home.
No.
It can reach you at work.
Yeah. You could be at fucking your oncology visit. Right. And then you open it up and you see this guy. He tried to do three different homes and then he would masturbate at the Ring doorbell camera.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if he came. And I wish the news would tell more of that.
If he came, the man.
He's exposed.
Completed
himself.
To
culmination.
Yeah. To completion. He told. And that's the thing. Not only is he on a mission. He's got a deadline.
Oh,
he says he has to complete by year's end.
I don't know if this is straight up, but I don't know if this has got to do with taxes. I don't know if this is a corporate thing. All right, because he says, so he finally gets in front of a judge during his arraignment. And then he said, ma'am, sir, I must be released from jail. That's what he said. I must be released. Your Honor, if I can interrupt you, I'm on a mission I have to complete by year's end, he said in a video. Mr. Schultz, I would ask you to reserve that. That's what the prosecutor said. And then they just kind of threw him in jail on $500,000 bond.
Yeah.
And they just decided that he is he's not good for the neighborhood.
He's not well.
No, he is not well. It's hard, though, because you guys, I guess it's we're all so lonely. Zoom.
It's not a substitute.
I blame Zoom.
Yeah.
I think that there's more of this. We've been getting a lot more female annihilators. We've got a lot more female teachers having sex with their students.
We have been getting that.
I feel like there's been a rise in that
Zoom
style.
For this.
I blame Zoom across the board. I'm done with it. I think everything should be done. I think all employees and all of us should have, it's not, I don't want to, you never not work from home, always work from home. But I think there should be some form of tube that you can just yell into at your office.
Like a phone.
Like, no, like a tube, a physical tube to your office. So just go back and forth, but you still have a human connection.
Like it's 1845.
Yes. Yes.
And you're a fucking factory owner yelling at the men who are being fucking falling into vats of like meat.
Yes.
And being crushed up into
sausages.
Don't
fall into that vat. I'm going to want to advise you on not falling into that vat, sir. See, that was a responsible owner of a business at that time.
True. Don't fall in that vat.
Fall in that vat.
Check out that vat. Make sure you don't fall. I know you've been working for 16 hours.
And you're 9. But don't you fall in that vat, okay? It's going to cause me a lot of problems. I mean, you're good. You're going to muck up what's in the vat. Not quite sure what we're working on today. I just don't want to get into the story, but Allison Krainick, who's 42, who's a teacher, who's having sex. This is another thing I do think needs to sort of stop, where they're saying, like, teacher-student relationship. Kid was 11.
Yeah.
They're not going... They didn't meet on a fucking speed date.
No, it's not a relationship.
Yes. And so she groomed this person. I do think it's appropriate use of the term groom.
Yeah.
And the main thing was they given the kid a bracelet that said BFFLWB, which stood for Best Friends for Life with Benefits.
Oh.
And I think that we should have that, again, because we're twin flames. But I don't know if you should give it a child.
Me and you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, are we twin flames?
We said the last time. I mean, your work twin flame.
Work twin flame.
But we need to
yeah.
work more towards you fucking me. We need to work on that collectively as a group. And it's not just you, friend.
Yeah.
It's me too.
Yeah, that is true. You do need to work on being more fuckable.
I know. And also just
I'm
the
here.
Idea of
like,
you.
I'm here. I
the
need
muling. You giving it to me. Because obviously, unfortunately, we'd switch though.
Yeah.
We'd have to switch. Just for fucking the sake of the company.
Yeah.
We can't. One can't be top. One can't be bottom.
That's true.
We got to go back and forth. So,
yeah. And I guess you are already having sex with someone tall.
Yeah. You're not that tall. Natalie's longer than you. But I feel that if I was having sex, the problem was mostly the struggle of you lying face first because they could look at your face. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't look at your face. I didn't have to put a blanket over your head. Mm-hmm. And the butt would have to be up. And then you'd mostly just be you sitting there waiting cold as I'm like furiously trying to work myself up to being able to do it. Just going like, he's my twin flame. This should be easy.
We've been told. This should be something. So who gets to be masculine and who gets to be feminine? Did we talk? Did we decide that?
We switch. I have these lanyards with an M and an F on it. We just flip back and forth, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, I guess we're just going to have to figure it out. I guess we're just going to have to muddle through it.
So that's what we do. Everything. You know, why stop now? You know, I think we made it to some listener emails.
And boy, do we have a lot of cool shit.
I do want to say... We've covered a lot of poo-poo.
Yeah, we have covered a lot of poo-poo. That's true.
We've been talking a lot about poo-poo recently.
I mean, I think that's because I'm on the show now and I enjoy speaking of it.
I, believe me, you're preaching to the choir. Preaching to the shit covered choir.
Yeah.
Because I love talking about poo-poo.
Yeah.
But I find that, you know, it's always, you get into a track. We've been talking about it a lot. You know, it comes back and forth. I remember we went to for a long time, it was so hard to pull the nose up out of a sort of a bestiality thing that kept happening on Side Stories, you know, yeah. And we just kept coming back. And then I think the algorithm was making more bestiality show up for us. Yeah. And then the listeners are sending in more bestiality. And
I think with the poo-poo thing, we are somewhat manifesting it. We're talking about it a lot. So we're bringing it in. But the thing is, we're also asking a lot of poo-poo questions.
This is the answer. And I feel like we're going to end it just for now. We're going to end the poo-poo talk after this.
After this and one
more. It's fascinating. All right. So this comes from a guy who bought a bunch of poop. I'm a scat fetishist or a core profile. I found, at least in North America, I find it pretty easy to indulge in my fetish, including buying real human fessies. There are scat fetish websites or even Reddit, obviously, it makes a lot of sense, where independent models not only sell scat videos, but shippable items. Sure, panties, common
brownies.
Yes? Common brownies or cookies made with poo-poo or just poop.
And urine.
Now, as for shipping, most will vacuum seal their products. Yes.
Understandable. That solves a lot of questions for me.
And they said one big question was the last time about
poo-poo that has a bit of pee-pee in it. They say that truly responsible models avoid that.
He says, I've never gotten pissy shit from any model I've bought Thank from. You. All the ladies have really good aim into Tupperware.
Are you good? And but that was like, and then but then we got an email from
You don't want to talk about the taste?
As for the taste, this is said the model I buy from most often has a very earthy, clay-like poo-poo taste, which I find arousing. I never once have I gotten sick from eating scat model or BDSM sex worker shit or piss.
Now, that's interesting because I remember a video that I became briefly obsessed with many years ago, which was an interview with a German shit model. And the quote that I will never forget was, they tell me I have a stomach like a pig. Because she could
I thought she was going to say, you know, they say when you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. I was already shitting.
Yeah, she loves you like, no, I love to shit so much, but they tell me that I have the stomach of a pig. I have a stomach of a hog because I can just eat so much, put anything in my stomach, and it only just comes out as more shit and I never get sick.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to work. That's called your body, right? That's called what your body does. It turns it into food. Food turns into poo-poo, and then you sell it. That's what I do. That's what Marcus does. That's what we all do here at LPN.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we did then get reached out to by a fairly, I guess, I think it's a truly very popular scat artist.
Yeah, popular.
Scat! Scat! And they actually did, it was interesting, is that apparently that there is legit places.
Yeah. Such as femscat.com.
Now, that's where we got sent to was femscat.com. Now, I'm going to advise against you going. All right, I'm telling you right now. Because guess what? Because Marcus was like, oh, marshmallows. Rob was like, oh, I love marshmallows. And he's like, not after this.
Yeah.
Because when you watch what she does with the marshmallows, you're not going to like them anymore.
She shoves a bunch of marshmallows up there. Yep. And then the marshmallows come out first. And then the marshmallows get mixed with poop. And then it's just poop.
It's loaded in like a musket.
But if you want to find out what a golden monkey tail is, go to Femscat.
You're not going to like it, right? You're not going to like it because it's not what I think Pixar. You're not going to like it because that's like, I do get a little, my stomach gets a little on the edge, right? Mm-hmm. But we got to like, it's interesting. This person says right here, lots of girls have troubles not peeing when they poop because it's pushing and there's not usually any reason to train your body to work like that. It's like holding your pee poop at all. Your body doesn't know how to do it until you train it. Doing what I do, I can poop a hard, constipated one out with a full bladder and not pee. Now, honestly, I'm all about this person. And if you want to, like, this person is taking their poo-poo slinging job seriously as hell. This is a long email with a lot of stuff in it. And it's breaking down containers, breaking down how you fucking ask for that, breaking down money. This woman's fucking, this is some real ass money. It's like $120 per shit.
Yeah, $120 per shit. So that could be like, if you're really going for it, that could be like $240 a day.
I could make like $680 a day. Come by my home. But yeah, this is, I don't want to do it anymore.
But the most interesting part about this, and this is non-shit related, the most interesting little tidbit is that she is Canadian and she says that the vast majority of the big shit sellers are Canadian.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. They've been eating a lot of shit for a long time.
She said, they said a weird percentage of models are Canadian and Aquarius by birthday.
Aquarius life hashtag Aquarius season January.
She's got to check everyone's January. Ages to make sure they're legit. Oh, but then she's looking at it, she's like, "Wow, there's a lot of like late January, February birthdays here." And then yeah, the majority of them are Canadian Aquarius Canadians.
I think it's because they're more psychically curious. And we'll find out. But I promise this is the last poo poo, unless again. Oh God! Unless we get something big,
something real big, and we're not asking any follow up questions.
No, we're done now. My curiosity has been satisfied.
Sated.
Yes. So thank you.
Now I can here's close something that even tab.
Now. Yes, please. Now here's a worse email. I am a licensed funeral director and embalmer, and currently work as a deputy coroner. I have degrees in mortuary science and forensic medicine. To answer Marcus's question regarding a penis pump installed into a dead body, No.
Well, this is not about installed into a dead body. This is just
can
about the pump, the manual penis pump. Yes. And thank you.
Are you doing it? No. The penis pump would not work on a deceased person. Here's why. The penis pump relies on the vacuum that the pump creates to promote blood flow to the penis. The vacuum mechanically dilates the blood vessels, allowing for increased blood flow. Since there is no continuous blood flow, the result of a fully erect penis would not be achieved. Any blood that would be encouraged by such a device would be blood already present within the penis, and that would be enough blood to produce an erection. As the average erection requires 8 times more blood than a flaccid penis.
Yeah, a lot more.
Yeah, a lot more. And the only time I've ever seen a dead person become erect was during an embalming.
Yeah.
Which I guess I got several emails like that. While injecting fluid in the carotid artery, the penis became engorged and erect.
Sure.
And once the embalming was complete and the pressure from the injection of fluid was removed, the penis became flaccid again. And that's just because you're pushing stuff in and stuff gets big.
So it was lack of blood flow of the penis due to atherosclerosis or some other pathological or aging process that can cause stenosis or obstruction. So that was a special case. Not every time. Not every time someone gets, because if every time someone got embalmed, they got a boner, we would know about that.
Oh, yes.
That would be something. That would just be part of the embalming process.
Oh, everybody would talk about it 24/7. Everybody you met, you'd be like, you know, embalming causes erections. You're like, no, sir. Incredible. Do you have this in a larger?
The funeral industry would have entire lines of products.
Oh,
that
yeah,
would be to take care of the erection, to make sure that the erection is tamped down. Oh my God, there are so many accoutrements
so related to
the embalming business. Well, oh my God.
Can you imagine? Because I feel like the penises are getting large. There's got to be like, because David Fuller, you heard this thing about David Fuller when we covered him, the necrophiliac. That was he had hundreds of, thousands,
okay, yeah,
millions,
yeah,
of, he was British, right? Yeah. All these pictures, all that kind of shit. They just went and changed all of the hospital policies of the UK because of him.
Wow.
They did this whole sweep, basically just being like, all right, here's a couple of things we need to stop doing. Number one, no more sexy corpses. Number two, you can't even get in there. Like, truly, like, they're like, which all rules, it sounds like it should have been a thing a long time ago. Like, we need to stop allowing people that are not allowed in the morgues into the morgues.
Yeah.
Just being like, yeah.
Well, I mean, for every rule, there is a reason.
Yep.
Yeah.
There is.
Anytime you see a really stupid, weird rule out there,
somebody did it.
Somebody did it, and there's a reason behind it.
Every one of the silica packets that are like, do not eat.
Do not eat. Do not eat.
Because it's all like, what? Is a guy's like fishing for him out? What? I thought it was my tobacco pouches. So we got a lot going on, guys. What an incredible holiday season. Oh my God. We're about to fucking wade dick first into. And I can't wait. You want you to come and check out Classy Night Out. By this point, I believe that the link is live in our Patreon. It is at the Knitting Factory up in NoHo, December 22nd. Ed Larson and I are hosting a Christmas cavalcade unlike you have never seen. It's a stand-up show.
I was at the last one. It was great.
It was good. We're going to have a good time. If you are in the LA area, come on out. We're going to have a lot of fun. We've got issue number 2 of Operation Sunshine is out there. It's fucking, it seems to be good.
Yeah, it's great.
People seem to like it.
People love it.
Oh, we got a sale on our fucking merch.
Yeah.
Hatspodcastmerch.com. Isn't that fucking great? What else?
Discounts.
It's good.
I also want to say one more email. A couple of goths wrote in, and we're not kink shaming people.
No,
who like to do corpse play.
You do it. I mean it. Someone said we didn't mean it. Just we don't understand. Okay, because I'm a fidgeter, and I.
As am
you
I.
Should see my arms go when I come.
Oh no! Everyone's been complaining about why does Marcus move so much during recordings because I can't help it.
He could never be a fake corpse to be fucked, unless, of course, he's sitting patiently waiting for me to get hard in order for me to make love to him so that we can finally be twin flames.
I don't know if I was waiting if I would be fidgety or if I would be, like, stone still.
No, I need you to be. I need to hear nothing. I kind of just need you to just lay there.
Yeah.
And then when I'm in there, no sound.
Okay.
If just kind of keep it to yourself and then...
Oh, that's a thing, though. You're going to have to be the bottom all the time.
Why?
I've got a medical condition.
That's not how twin flames work. That's not how twin flames work,
I can't.
I saw the fucking manual, dude.
I can't put anything up my butt. I got the medical
well,
condition.
Then you're going to have to let me rub it between the top of your legs, underneath your balls, and I'm going to come into the back of your dick.
Fine.
I didn't know we'd come back so cleverly. Ha, I didn't know. God, a lot of tension, a lot of sexual tension today. That's why you get to live every day, expressing yourself in the way that you want to be expressed, because no one's going to tell anybody your own thoughts for you.
Yeah, no
right?
one is.
No one is. Unless, but I would love that if someone could crawl into my head and tell everybody what my thoughts were, but then that would turn out that would just be sort of like... That'd be bad.
That'd be real bad. No one would want to know that, yeah.
But then, again, I'd be laughing my way to fucking the loony bin.
And if you want to laugh your way to the loony bin, don't forget to check out twitch.tv/LPNTV.
Come and check it out. We are going to have... Good Put is up next Thursday. We have...
Next Monday.
Tears of a Clown. No Dogs in Space coming back next Monday.
Yeah, this coming Monday, we've got our next No Dogs in Space live stream. We're back after the break.
And then we got
an every 2 week schedule.
Oh, yeah. No, we're going to be coming in hard in January. You're going to fucking fall apart. There's going to be so much content. You're going to be like, how do they continue to do it? And it's like, because we fucking fight for that itch.
Yeah.
Well, goodbye. Hail Satan.
Yeah, again.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking listen to him.
Right. Don't listen to me?
Yeah, no, listen to him.
Oh, listen to me. Yeah.
It's been side stories.
It's been side stories.
Thank you. See you next week, you fuckers!